Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
The Morning After Show is celebrating its 20th anniversary on Friday, November 22nd at the Rickshaw Theater. Jenny and the Mexicats will be lighting up the stage along with special guest Maria Blues from LA, and also our local favorites, Roomba 7 and Kawama. The show starts at 8 p.m. on November 22nd. You can get your tickets now for $20 at Red Cat or High Life, or buy it online at Eventbrite. Come celebrate 20 years of eclectic sounds and live music on The Morning After Show.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 1st of November, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palacio Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulson, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we're going to find out about Viva Mexico, a celebration of women in the world of mariachi. It's happening next weekend at the Playhouse. Plus, we'll keep you informed on events going on this weekend, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And let's just get started right off the top. Sitting across from me is Michelle Cormier. Good morning, or good afternoon, or good day, Michelle.
Is it still morning?
It's noon. It's noon. Good noon to you.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
And you are the leader of Las Estrellas de Vancouver.
Sí, Las Estrellas.
Las Estrellas.
Lo
siento.
Está bien.
Fine. Which is Vancouver's... all-female mariachi band.
That's correct.
And you've been around, it's been around for about 5 years.
About that, yep.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about mariachi and sort of a little bit about your background, how you got involved with it. Tell us who you are.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Well, I started playing mariachi music with my daughter because mm-hmm. she actually started before me when she was five.
And what got her turned on?
We just kind of stumbled across it.
Yeah.
She was learning violin, and we kind of came across a kids' mariachi band, and I thought, great idea.
Throw her
into that and have some fun. And so I learned all the songs with her because I was practicing with her because mm-hmm. she was just five.
Yeah.
And then sort of by default, I ended up being the director of that kids' group, which I still have. I still direct and have a student group of mariachis also. Yeah. So that started
mm-hmm.
that little bit of a journey. And then eventually I thought it'd be nice to have a professional group because I knew a lot of other musicians and wanted to play more interesting repertoire and not just be the teacher of this music and just have people go out and play and have more opportunities for other gigs because I was getting...
explore it a bit.
Yeah, because I was traveling a lot with it as it was. Anyways, I was going down to Mexico mm-hmm. and like taking my students there and, you know, participating in festivals and so on. And so I thought to have a pro group would be fun.
And you already have a bit of an eclectic musical background. You've had some classical training.
A bit of classical guitar at VCC and then some percussion. I was always doing like gamelan. So there was like a Sudanese gamelan at VCC with John Siddall. And then after that, I joined the Gamelan Quitas Mar that's based out here at UBC. I did that for about 5 years. Yeah. And now I do Belladrone, which is a crazy mix of Balinese gamelan with Scottish bagpipes.
Wow.
It's like the two noisiest acoustic instruments on the planet. So, yeah, don't forget your earplugs for rehearsals. Yeah, that's quite fun. So, yeah, I love
very
to
exciting.
Explore
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. Now, being an all-female mariachi band is quite unique. It is just traditionally a male-dominated art form.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of on... So, well, it's not so... I mean, it is obviously more rare to have an all-female group than all-male group, but it's not something that's completely new. Like, there was some all-female groups as early as the 1940s in Mexico City, but the trouble was that they couldn't last very long because of the, you know, gender differences and so on. Like, okay, well, then they're married and have children. Well, they can't work anymore. Mm. So
where did you get your musicians from? Where did you recruit?
They're all from all over the place. The first one that I recruited was actually one of the teachers of one of my violin students from my student group. So that was an easy one. I thought, well, she already knows some of the repertoire. And then after that, just sort of like the word started getting out, I started asking around, like, anybody know any girl trumpet players and then more violins and, you know, who's going to play guitarón? Well, I guess we'll have to find a double bassist to learn this crazy instrument.
And yes, it is a crazy instrument.
So,
that's that great big, huge guitar.
Yeah, which is it's a six-string bass that you play in octaves. Yeah. So it's very cool, very fun. So the two women that I have on the list for that play the guitaron are Robin Riki, who plays double bass. He's a classical double bassist. Mm-hmm. And then also Shin Jung, who is a cellist. So,
yeah. To have that, a little that experience yeah. with the big strings.
Exactly. Yeah. It's important. Yeah.
And like one thing is, aside from the music itself, which is quite joyous and celebratory, mariachi is a very visual art form as well.
You yes. know,
the costumes and the instruments themselves are interesting
yes.
to look at. And
I agree.
Yeah. And I tell you, I have a special affinity for banks of fiddles. I just love watching the bows going back and forth like that.
I know. Yeah, they have to spend some time like, okay, should we start with a down bow
That's
here
right.
and an up bow here? It takes a little bit of orchestration, you know, but they've got experience, these girls. Mm-hmm. You know, they're used to playing in orchestras where they have to all be together.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
they're used to that.
Now, you've got an event coming up. In a couple of weeks? Next
yeah,
week?
Not next week.
No, 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now.
The 15th.
Yeah, the 15th, November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Viva Mexico.
Viva Mexico. That's correct. So that is a show that I and my band have created. It's a 90-minute show, no mm-hmm. intermission. And it's I wanted to do something that's going to give you a little idea of like the contribution that women have made in mariachi, and also have a whole like kind of a little history session of mariachi. You get all the different styles, because the interesting thing about a mariachi group is that they play all of the different regional styles of Mexico.
Yeah.
So they'll play like the music from Veracruz, you know, like the jarocho, and they play, you know, things from the south, things from the north. And, you know, whereas the music, mariachi music, is originally from Jalisco, like kind of the middle of the country, but they always interpret music from everywhere in the country.
I just heard something yesterday that mariachi actually comes from a French tradition. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Well,
there's like every word or everything, there's always like kind of a legend or, you know, theories of where it came from.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's really true. I think it's more like it was from a mix of a couple of, you know, indigenous words from Mexico, mm-hmm. native words that, you know, mostly mean like, you know, for having fun, people playing together and having fun.
Yeah.
So, and it started more in the countryside. Like the suits were different. It was more just like cotton suits. And then it became more fancy as mm-hmm. as the music became, you know, took on a national identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Once again, the event is Viva Mexico. Now it's not just Los Estrellas. It's
a dance group will be joining mm-hmm. us as well, Nahuai Folklore. And so they'll join us for maybe four pieces.
Yeah.
And which is fun, because like the dance and the music are together. They're one thing.
Yeah.
And also Melinda Salcido will be joining us from Los Angeles. And she's an amazing singer, guitarist. From there, she's performed on two Grammy-winning albums with the Mariachi Divas, and also a Latin Grammy, and many other things, and has been playing for a long time, and
wow.
has a great, great history.
Oh, that's quite a get for you.
Yes, so we're quite excited. She's super cool.
Very cool, yeah. All right, so let's let people know how to get there. It's the... And once again, it's called Viva Mexico, and it's at the Vancouver Playhouse on November 15th, which is 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes.
And
8 p.m.
Tickets are only $20.
25 now.
25, yes. I'm sorry.
25.
I missed the early bird deadline.
So yes,
there
you
we go. Anyway, you can get them on brown paper tickets.
Yes, or go to the VLAC, Vancouver Latin American Cultural Center, mm-hmm. VLAC.ca.
Great.
And you can find all the information about the show there.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Michelle, for coming in and
telling
us all about it.
A pleasure.
Now, I did try to find some of your music online, and all I was able to get my hands on.
Uh-oh. What did you find?
I found a performance at Carnival del Sol.
Okay.
Which was on YouTube. So
okay.
Let's try that and see what happens.
We'll play the first half. I think the second half might be a little rough.
Okay.
But... Okay. It was 5 years ago. It was like one of our first shows.
Oh,
really?
Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like, it was 2015, I think that was, or 2016, maybe?
I think it was 16, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, let's give it a shot and see what happens.
All right.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that was a bit of fun. Love. I just, I don't know. I get stuff like mariachi. Just, you know, it, no matter what kind of mood you're in, it lifts you up. It sounds like it's going to be a fun night. Also coming up next week, it's Green Day's American Idiot, URP Productions. We talked about that last week with director Richard Berg. This is the Broadway stage production based on Green Day's album American Idiot that was released in 2004. And it's won Tony Awards and Grammy Awards and all kinds of kudos and excitement. It tells the tale of three boyhood friends searching for meaning in a post-9/11 world. Looking at Trumpian suburbia, discovering loss, love, sex, drugs, rock and roll along the way. It runs just for 7 performances over 6 days from the 5th to the 10th of next week at the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver. So if you want to see American Idiot, get on board. You can get all the information at their website, erp.ca or urp.ca, if you'd prefer it like that. Or like this.
This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
1, 2.
Be there.
Oh my gosh, Lauren, I have always wanted to be on the radio.
Christy, you know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can get a show or help with live broadcasts and interview people at shows around the city and make ads and PSAs that play during the shows.
Wow.
Yeah, just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I will. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
So that's Material, and they've got a new album out called Leather. So that's a kind of Material, isn't it? Yes, it is. CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. It's the 1st of November, which means yesterday was the 31st of October, which means we got sort of your post-Halloween week, Day of the Dead kind of stuff going on. There's a haunted house going on at Presentation House in North Vancouver that is happening through the weekend. It's going on today and tomorrow as well, so you can sort of carry on your Halloween weekend thing. Here's the blurb. After years of rumors about paranormal activity in the building, the Presentation Haunted House invites those who dare to seek the truth for themselves. Co-produced by Hive Performance Collective and Presentation House Theatre, this spooky encounter features 9 emerging theatre companies filling every nook and cranny of the building with innovative creepiness. The event is going to be different from your traditional haunted house, where you simply walk through a maze with spooky surroundings. It's a guided theatrical experience created by some of the Lower Mainland's most exciting up-and-coming artists. Every theatre has ghosts. This is a rule. And Presentation House is actually certified as haunted by the Cornerstone Supernatural Society. Well, if it's certified, that must mean something. What could be creepier than that? Yes. So Presentation House Artistic Director Kim Sellady says that each of the 9 companies has their own take on the idea of a haunted place. So there'll be lots of different and interesting ways to be scared in unexpected spaces. So as I said, it goes on this weekend. There's an event tonight and tomorrow night. Today it's at 6 and 9, and then tomorrow it will be at 5 o'clock. From 6 till 9. So it starts at 6, goes till 9. So you got 3 hours of wandering through the place. And then tomorrow it starts at 5 and goes until 9. So 4 hours. 4 hours of creepy excitement at Presentation House. Tickets range from $18 to $30, depending on who you are and how much you can afford, I'm assuming. I see what's going on here. I should read these things ahead of time. I know I've said this before, but I'll never learn. Tickets are sold in half hour time slots. So, if you show up at 5, or you can go at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, that's how it works. Okay. So, tickets are sold in half hour time slots. Audiences are asked to join the haunted house line at the start of their ticket time. So your ticket will have a time on it, I guess. Anyway, why don't you go to their website? It's got all the information. phttheater.org, or you can give them a call at 604-990-3474. It's the haunted house at Presentation House in North Vancouver. All righty then. So there's a new release out. A bunch of local artists have all sort of produced some short tunes. It's called Short Songs. And we got a bunch of them here. Let's see. Let's start with, we'll play a couple here. This is Free Cake for Every Creature.
Someone stole your bike.
Only a minute long. Let's play another one.
Honey, I know. Yeah.
Well, we might play a few more of those later. That one was called, what was it called there? Two Front Teeth by Carla J. Easton. This is all stuff off of the Kingfisher Blues label. They threw together a whole bunch of very short songs, and it's called Short Songs. And there's like a dozen of them on there. So we'll play a couple more just for fun later on. But right now, we're going to tell you about Turn of the Screw. We had Tanya and Sarah in last week, and that is starting coming up this weekend. Let's see here now. Where have I got it now? Oh, boy. There we go. November 6th. So it's next weekend. Turn of the Screw, which is from the Henry James novel adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher. It's a thrilling ghost story with Sarah Roa as the governess and David Bloom as everybody else. It's kind of a an atmospheric psychological thriller and a real tour de force of acting and stagecraft. And it's all going on in Studio 16, which is at 7th and Granville. And that's starting next weekend on, I think they have an opening night on Friday of next week. So if you want to find out more about that, you can just check out Enigma Theater, which is spelled A-E-N-I-G-M-A, and just look up Turn of the Screw at Studio 16, and you'll find out more about that. And let's see. Oh, yes, tonight is also opening night for Escaped Alone, which is a new play by Carol Churchill, and it's produced by Western Gold Theater. It's on at the Powell Theater in Coal Harbor. This is the first production under the guidance of the new artistic director, Tanya Dixon Warren. And she's in it, along with former artistic director Anna Hagen, friend of the show Eileen Barrett, and Jen Griffin. And it's a story of four women in their senior years, which is a story about. Let's read the blurb. Cheryl Churchill's magnificent new play unleashes an intricate, elliptical, accurately female view of the apocalypse. This is a fantasy, intricately wired into current politics. It is intimate and vast, domestic and wild. In a background, the four women chat. In a back garden, the four women chat and unleash their secret selves in extraordinary monologues. The effect is revolutionary, like looking at a sexually reversed photo of world leaders. Instead of a crowd of men and Angela Merkel in a trouser suit, you see a host of women. And it doesn't say it, but they should have a guy in a dress there just to add to the contrast. But anyway, it's called Escaped Alone. It's going on at the Pal Studio Theater. Opens tonight, runs until the 17th of November. And you can check out, go to Brown Paper Tickets, or you can also go to Western Gold Theater to find out the deets on that thing. And then our friends at Opera Opulenza are doing a night of opulence. It's a concert of favorite opera duets and solos, which soprano Tamar Simone, baritone Jeff Schellenberg, and pianist Roger Parton. And they'll be performing selections from Mozart, Bizet, Leoncavallo, and Donizetti from Don Pasquale. The concert is about an hour long, and it's going to be happening at the Moberly Arts and Cultural Center, which is at 7646 Prince Albert Street, which is in South Vancouver. And it's happening next Thursday, November 9th. Doors open at 7:45. Admission is free. And the show starts at 8 o'clock. If you want to find out more about this, you can check out their website, which is operaopulenza.ca. And go to that. Let's play some more music. A couple more tracks off of the Short Songs CD from Kingfisher Blues. This is Future Star.
Good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
Feels like a vortex! Covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tax.
Do you like that?
Bad at sex, bad at sex. Bad at sex, bad at sex.
How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two,
be there.
Indie rockers Rah Rah Riot play the Biltmore Cabaret on November 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.ca and Red Cat Records, presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
So the Chutzpah Festival is going on. It opened, last week, but last night was the big highlight was comedian Sandra Bernhardt doing a show at the Vogue, but there's lots of other stuff going on. Ira Bear is the host of the podcast X-Ray, and Iris Bear is the host of X-Ray, and she's also got a one-person show called Die, which is Enough, which is an off-Broadway show. Anyway, she's going to be performing at the Rothstein Theater on November 12th and 13th. We've also got Aviva, which is a Ethiopian Israeli singer and songwriter, Aviva Dis, and she'll be performing at the Rickshaw on November 14th. We've got also Yemen Blues at the Rickshaw on November 9th. Guy Mintas Trio, that's already happened. We've got a live film concerto called The Rescue, which is happening at the Rothstein on November 23rd. Jeff Berner and TJ Daw are doing a show at the Wise Hall tonight, which is called The Trombonic Returns to Neuheim, which is a satirical stage musical by Jeff Berner and TJ Daw. Toby Berner, Tallulah Winkleman, and Jack Garnton are also involved in that. So that'll be fun. That'll be going on tonight at the Wise Hall starting at 8 o'clock. Lots of other stuff going on from now until the 24th of November. That's the 19th annual Chutzpah Festival. And Chutzpah is spelled Chutzpah Festival.com. Let's do another one of these.
Do you love podcasts? Do you wish you had the skills to make one? The Vancouver Podcast Festival returns this November 7th to 10th with some of the most popular podcasts from across Canada and around the world. You'll be able to meet the creators and voices behind hit shows like Dirty John, Thunder Bay, The Illusionist, The Secret Life of Canada, Red Man Laughing, and Dark Poutine. You can also sign up for masterclasses to learn from podcasting experts, attend free panels and live recordings at the VPL, or visit Podfair to participate in a meetup, grab a coffee, and converse with fellow podcasters and fans. For more information about tickets and student discounts, visit vanpodfest.ca.
That sounds... All right, time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Starting out with a call for directors, the Vancouver Creator Exchange is an initiative of the Playwrights Guild of Canada, inspired and brought to us by the Dramatists Guild of America. Creator exchanges are an opportunity for playwrights and directors to talk briefly about what kind of work inspires them and how they like to collaborate artistically, with the purpose being to encourage networking opportunities with other theater practitioners and to forge new working relationships over drinks and snacks. That's my favorite part right there. The Vancouver Creator Exchange will be at Carousel Theater in the Studio A space on Granville Island on Sunday, November 17th from 12:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon. Participation is free, And they are accepting 10 directors who have professional and or community theater affiliations to participate. So if you want to find out more, you want to register, you can go to playwrightsguild.ca and look for the information on the Vancouver Creator Exchange. Nominations are now being accepted for the 9th annual Gina Wilkinson Prize. This is a national prize established in the memory of actor-director Gina Wilkinson. It recognizes an experienced female theater artist who is transitioning from one theater discipline into directing. Nominees must be members of the Canadian professional theater community and a Canadian citizen or have permanent resident status. Preference will be shown to nominees who have spent several years in a theater discipline other than directing, like acting, stage management, design, administration, whatever, and are now transitioning into directing. The deadline for nominations is December the 15th. The recipient will be announced on March 10th, and they'll be awarded a prize of $5,000. There is a nomination process. You need to send in a letter, an acknowledgement that the nominee will accept the nomination, along with a brief outline of their artistic vision and how the prize might assist them in furthering their practice, as well as a resume. You can send these in electronically by email to ginasprize@gmail.com. And you can also use that address to find out more information. Contact Tom Rooney at ginasprize@gmail.com. United Players of Vancouver is looking for artists and community participants to participate in The Enemy of the People. Are you a theater maker, actor, filmmaker, dancer, musician, poet, writer, acrobat, sculptor, or graphic artist? Are you none of the above but have something to say? Join in the creation of United Players' production of An Enemy of the People, after Ibsen. This is an opportunity to work with director Jack Patterson, and you will be involved in writing, playing, devising, and creating the production. Bring your own voice to the stage. It works in three parts. It starts with a creation period that will be happening from November 24th to the 12th of January. And then they will put the production on its feet from the 14th to the 23rd, and then bring in the audience on the 24th of January to the 16th of February, all at the Jericho Arts Center. If you want to find out more about this, you can contact Joan Brines at United Players or send an email to upsubmissions@gmail.com. And the deadline for all this is November the 8th. Just go to United Players and find out more about that stuff. Auditions are underway now for Theater Under the Stars production of Hello, Dolly, produced and directed by Tracy Power. That's, of course, will be happening during the summer at Malkin Bowl. They're doing their equity auditions today, and then tomorrow and Sunday will be the general auditions happening at Malkin Bowl. You do need to set up an audition time, so you can send, there is a sign-up sheet on their website, which is tuts.ca, T-U-T-S.ca, and go to the tab that says shows and tickets, and that'll give you all the audition information on that one. Highlands United Productions at Highlands United Church in North Vancouver doing Cole Porter's Anything Goes, and that'll be happening in March. The auditions are this weekend on November 3rd and 4th at the Highlands United Church in North Vancouver. It's a large cast musical, so they're looking for everybody. All parts are available. You can find out more by contacting the director, Doug Irwin, at dirwin44@yahoo.com. Mid-20s Theater is doing a show called Light Rapid Transit. This is the world premiere of an original play by a local Vancouver playwright. It'll have a 13-show run in March at the Culch. The auditions are on the 29th and 30th of November, so about 4 weeks away. The synopsis on this one is it's about the people on the SkyTrain. 500,000 people ride the SkyTrain every day. 9 of those people are inextricably linked by light rapid transit. Through a series of chance encounters, midlife crises, and one-sided affections, and random acts of kindness or cruelty, we witness all the ways human beings affect one another, whether we know it or not. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 10 roles for actors anywhere from the ages of 18 to 60. And if you want to find out more, you can look at their posting on VancouverActorsGuide.com. Look up Light Rapid Transit. And the North Van Community Players are doing Joanna McClellan Glass's play Trying up at Hendry Hall in North Van. The play is going up in April. The auditions are happening in December. And it's a two-hander. One character is an 81-year-old former Supreme Court Justice of the United States, and the other is a 25-year-old student who has been hired to be the judge's secretary. The play is going to be happening in April, and it will also be entered in the Theater BC Festival in May at Presentation House. So if you want to find out more about that, you can check out North Van Community Players, or you can send an email to director Karen Cresswell, and her email is karencresswell14@gmail.com. And if you want to find out details on these or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And we've got one more thing coming up. This is a workshop put on by Mitch and Murray Productions of Vancouver. It's going to be happening at the end of the month, November 22nd. It's called Practical Aesthetics Acting Workshop. And this is going to be run by Lee Michael Cohen, who is co-author of a book called Practical Handbook for the Actor. Lee is one of the world's leading experts on practical aesthetics, the acting technique originally developed by David Mamet and described in Lee's book, A Practical Handbook for the Actor. So that was going to be happening, as I said, in late November, November 22nd. You have about a week to register. The deadline for that is November 19th, which is next Saturday. It costs $350. There is a discount for equity members. And you can find out more by contacting info@MitchandMurrayProductions.com or just go to MitchandMurrayProductions.com to find out all the details on that. So we got a little bit more time left. We can play a couple more songs from this album from Kingfisher Blues. It's a collection of local short songs. This is Kim Gray.
My legs are moving, but my head's just somewhere in the kitchen. iPhone 4 is out and my thumbs are on a mission. What does it mean when you wave and then avert your eyes? Just text back with the colon bracket a couple times. $20 is gone, now I'm waiting for the morning. Mattress on the floor, listening to Sunday morning. Call up Ray again, and he feigns glad to see me. 2 points, I'm gone almost, but not completely. 2011 was a bad year.
grows like mushrooms. Treat us like we're people. You treat us like it.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com or please like us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram. Look for @CITRDaveRadio. If you missed any or all of today's show or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around. Audrey's on her way up here with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Cressman Presents at 2 o'clock. And our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
indie rockers Rah Rah Riot play the Biltmore Cabaret on November 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.ca and Red Cat Records, presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
Hey, what are you listening to there, buddy?
Oh, hello. Didn't see you there. I'm listening to Moonchild.
I love Moonchild, and I see they're playing the Biltmore November 10th. Are you going?
I might. I haven't gotten tickets yet, but they're available on Eventbrite.com and at Red Cat Records.
Hello, fellow CITR members. Are you guys talking about Moonchild, the alternative R&B trio from Los Angeles, California?
Oh, hey, Nardwar.
Why, yes, we are.
I hear they're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, presented by the MRG Concert. Side Stage presents CITR Radio and our very own Discorder Magazine. Be there or be square, keep on rocking in the free world, and doo-doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Alexa, what's a world without music?
Okay, here's what I found for World Without Music.
Bleak and dreary and empty.
Boring.
Really boring.
I wouldn't say dead, but...
Really grim.
Disaster.
It's a world I don't want to live in.
Luckily, we don't have to live in that world. And if keeping music alive in this world is important to you, come out to the fundraiser for CITR's music department. It's happening Saturday, November 9th at Redgate, and will feature the musical stylings of local favorites Ponytails, Sleepy Gonzales, and Kylie V. Doors at 8, $10 suggested donation at the door, though no one turned away for lack of funds. That's Saturday, November 9th. Come shake a leg and show your love for CITR's music department.
Wow, that sounds lit.
Well, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I can rest again now that the sky is gray. It hasn't rained here since May. I tried to move a mountain.